It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's Tabernacle time. Thank you so much for being with us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by radio to share with you the wonderful account of God's love and how He proved that love. He manifested that love. He commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus shed His blood so that we might have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 9 today. That's Hebrews chapter 9. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to the Victorious Valley Home Singers from Sunset, South Carolina, as they sing for us a song that's titled Grace for Grace.
Died on Calvary. I know that I should be in hell, but
In John chapter number 1, verse number 11, we find John speaking about Jesus as he writes, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." Grace was given by God to us, and we receive that grace that God offers. By grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Grace for grace, not works for grace, but grace for grace. God gives grace. My friend, you might not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Would you like to have someone sit down with you, either in person or on the phone, and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what God's Word says about how you can receive this gift that was bought at such a high price in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in his burial and resurrection to offer it to you as a free gift. My number is 919-563-6753. Please come be with us this morning in our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Our services start with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please, unless you're providentially hindered, don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us. Get ready and be in Sunday school this morning at 9:45 here at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We have a website that you can go to as well, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. All one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and written material that will also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the word Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and will give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the Victorious Valleys Home Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. Listen as they sing this song titled, Because of Grace.
That the loving grace of God ever goes before me on this path of life I trod. Mistakes and failures in my life measure where I stand, but through his grace I'm justified and pardoned once again. Forgiveness is all because of grace. There for every need, for every time and place.
Because of grace, I am able to go to heaven. Because of grace, I have access to my Heavenly Father through the throne of grace. I have access after salvation to help me live as I ought to live in my salvation. Listen to verse number 8 of 2 Corinthians 9. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work." God's grace to us is so that we might have a testimony for Him. Not only the saving grace, which places us into the family of God and guarantees us a place in heaven, but the grace also that functions for us in this life to help us to be what we ought to be because Jesus has died on the cross to forgive our sins and to change our lives. We go through the straight gate and down the narrow way of God's will, and to go through the straight gate takes grace. And to stay in God's narrow way of His will also takes grace. Because of grace, we can keep on going, Christian, even when things in this life seem rough. We have sufficient grace. One more song by the Victorious Valley Home Singers from Sunset, South Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, "Were It Not for Grace."
Time measured out my days, life carried me along. This world. to end where I began, where human effort is all in vain. Were it not for grace, I can tell you with all my heart, offered to the one who took my place and ran a course I could not start. When he saw in full just how much his love was, for grace, I can tell you where I'd be, wandering down some pointless road to nowhere, with my salvation up to me. I know how that would go.
Everyone that knows the Lord as their Savior has an idea about where they would be were it not for grace. For without grace, there would be no hope for us. Without accepting Christ as our Savior, there would be no help for us. Notice what Jesus said in John chapter 3 when he was speaking to Nicodemus, starting with verse number 17 of chapter number 3. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse number 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten of the Father. Were it not for grace, were it not for us receiving the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ through faith, we would be condemned already. My friend, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, you are condemned already. And the only way that you can get out of that condemnation is to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, calling on Him, asking Him to save your soul, to save you from your sin. In Hebrews chapter 9, we find that the writer of Hebrews is dealing with the new covenant, not the old covenant of the Old Testament, but the new covenant, which is better than the old covenant. Jesus, the sacrifice of the new covenant, is better than the sacrifice of animals in the old covenant. Jesus, the high priest of the new covenant, is better than the sons of Aaron as high priest in the old covenant. Jesus and everything about salvation is better than the sacrifices of the Old Testament. Here's what it says in verse number 13 of chapter number 9. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is a mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must first also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. You see, the Old Testament dictated that something must die so that there be the coverage of sin. And the Lord gave a list of the way the animals were to be without spot or blemish, the type of animals, and how they were to be offered, and their blood was to be shed so that there could be the covering of sins for the year. A picture of what Jesus Christ would do, not on a yearly basis, but once for all time, buying salvation for mankind through his own shed blood. Verse number 23, It was therefore necessary that the patterns of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Jesus gave himself one time on the cross of Calvary to buy salvation for everyone. If you do not have this perfect salvation that Jesus bought for you, shedding his blood so that you can have everlasting life, then the only way you can get that eternal life is by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. God will not accept the blood sacrifices of animals for the covering of sin anymore. You may erect the temple, and you may put in place all the furniture as it was in the Old Testament, but there'll be one thing missing, and that will be the presence of the Lord. Because when Jesus died on the cross, all of God's acceptance is for the Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, who gave himself to die for us. No longer will an animal sacrifice be enough to cover sin. God will only recognize the blood of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for salvation. Let me read verse number 24 again. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Verse number 25, nor yet that he should offer himself often, as a high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. When Jesus died on the cross, no other sacrifice would be accepted. Not sacrifice of baptism, not sacrifice of keeping the Ten Commandments. When Jesus died on the cross, that paid the sin debt for all mankind completely. That is all God will accept. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you do not have salvation. And it doesn't matter what you've done in your good works to think that you could purchase salvation for yourself. For no good work will God accept, because Jesus has already performed the perfect work of salvation. Salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that God will accept. Jesus said it like this in John 14:6, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's only one way, of salvation that God will accept, and that's Jesus Christ. If you don't have Jesus, you have nothing. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, shouldn't you be excited about the grace that you have in the Lord? Shouldn't you be living for the Lord because of all that He's done for you? Romans 12:1-2 tells us that it is our reasonable service to give our bodies as living sacrifices for the Lord after we've been saved, that we serve the Lord, that we serve Him completely. My friend, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please don't depend upon your good works. Don't depend on what you can do. For even though you might do good works in God's sight, it is as filthy rags, because He only accepts the blood of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as salvation for your souls. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."